on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There are growing calls for the Transport Department to give an update on its efforts to reduce the backlog of outstanding driver's license cards. Officials reported last month that the country's only printing machine was up and running again after it went out of service in February. At the time, the department said that it was sitting with a backlog of close to 750,000 applications. More than 115,000 motorists in KZN were waiting for their new licenses. Raisa Mzanzi's Makashule Ghana has called on Transport Minister Barbara Creasy to brief the country on plans to eliminate the printing backlog. He feels the financial setbacks over the years have turned into a massive burden.
The country is currently serviced by only one driver's license card printing machine, which has far exceeded its lifespan and productivity. What is of concern to ourselves is that between 2022 and 2025, the printing machine has been offline for 129 days with repairs and maintenance costing over 12 million rand, and there has been 4 million rand that has spent on overtime.
Residents from the Kennedy Road informal settlement have been forced to evacuate the area after a fire gutted dozens of homes. The blaze swept through the Durban community last night, engulfing some 40 shacks. Emergency services personnel say no injuries were reported. A spokesperson for KZN and Coctus and Zelwa Mzila says disaster teams are assisting the affected families.
MEC Buthelezi, through the Provincial Disaster Management Centre, has activated relevant line function departments and social partners with the intention of mobilising interim relief measures. These efforts will focus on providing immediate support to the affected residents and assisting them in rebuilding their lives. In total, about 70 residents have been safely evacuated and are currently being accommodated at a nearby community hall.
And Indian authorities are trying to understand what triggered a deadly stampede in Bengaluru that claimed the lives of 11 cricket fans. The government says more than six times the number of people filled a 35,000-seater stadium before yesterday's deadly human crush. Crowds had gathered to celebrate and welcome home their heroes, Royal Challengers Bengaluru, after the team's IPL victory. But police admitted they were unable to control the vast crowds as a sea of people filled the streets, prompting authorities to call off a victory parade. A recap of our lead story, there are growing calls for the Transport Department to give an update on its efforts to reduce the backlog of outstanding driver's license cards. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.